This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Half Moon Bay does have a sit-down marching band. It's a fan favorite. You've seen them at the July 4th parade, the Night of Lights parade, and inquiring minds want to know a little bit more. I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is this week's Feature of the Week, and I'm talking with Bill Bates, who is the head honcho or just general...
the organizer.
How long have you been with the sit-down marching band?
I've got a son that's approaching 46, I think, so I'm going to say about 43 years.
It's been around since 1983, which is one of the reasons it's a fan favorite.
Right.
That I understand that a lady by the name of Isabel Mascal started it, and the first rehearsals were actually in the back of her house, from the back porch. So what can you tell me about it started?
That was before I got involved, but how it started was Miss Mascal just simply came up with the idea, why is there no band in the Half Moon Bay Parade, Independence Day Half Moon Bay Parade? And so she put an ad in the review asking anybody who plays an instrument to give her a call, and apparently about 20 people responded. She had the body. She didn't have the music. She was able to acquire music from the Half Moon Bay High School music teacher, who I don't know who that was.
You've done not only, of course, here in town, besides the parade, Night of Lights, and July 4th, what else do you all do here in town?
Nothing.
Where else on the coast side or what other?
Nowhere.
See there's... Well, I'm seeing the Ghirardelli Square. You've been up to the San Francisco
There was a run Giants. Way back in the 90s where I was able to, frankly, just go to certain places and say, hey, look, I got a 30, 40-piece band that can come up here and play Independence Day-type music for you. What do you think? And that's how we were able to play at the Giants. That's how we were able to play at the Park Chalet restaurant, which is underneath the Beach Chalet restaurant in San Francisco.
Okay.
And some word got out to somebody else, and I don't recall what it was, but somebody, we need a band to play patriotic music. So we ended up on the aircraft carrier on the Hornet for a celebration of some church group, and it was an absolute scream. As a matter of fact, en route, one of the baritone players pulled up to the side of my car with my window was down, and he yelled at me and said, what the blank have you gotten us into? God, it was fun.
I'm trying to envision, we're talking all these coastside musicians playing brass instruments and such, and you're playing on the Hornet in San Francisco. It was stationed in San Francisco.
No, it was stationed in Alameda. It's still there.
Okay. So what kind of music do you play for the Hornet?
The same thing we play for the parade, the same thing we play for the restaurant, same thing we play for the Giants. Essentially, bottom line, it's Fillmore and Sousa marches, often referred to as patriotic music, Stars and Stripes Forever, America, Washington Post, and so forth.
Well, I understand the first couple parades, they were actually marching, and then there got to be too many, and it became known as the Half Moon Band that sits on a flatbed truck.
It became known as the Half Moon Bay sit-down marching band that rides on a flatbed truck, because that's what we did, and that's when I got involved. We started playing on the truck. One of my sons was with me, and he was banging on the drums or whatever he can hit with a stick. But we did that for a few years, but the band simply grew. And one of the last trips was, it was a little dangerous, and one guy almost fell off the truck.
So
said, we need to do something else. And Cameron Palmer was kind enough to park us at the corner of Kelly Main, which is where we remain to this day.
For any kind of event that we close the street for and have a parade, which is
now, we
twice.
We also played for when the Cunha Market had a fire and was rebuilt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we played for that grand opening, too.
Oh, well, that's very nice. So what do you play? And if I want to play in the band and I only know how to play the triangle, what happens?
We hire you. We do need percussionists. You asked what I play. I play a euphonium. It's a brass instrument. It looks like a small tuba. Why do I play that? Because I play in a number of large concert bands, and I simply love the sound and the parts that we're able to play.
Okay, so, and you need every percussionist, but let me go back to your euphonia. You, not many people may know this, but you were in charge of the Golden Gate.
Gate Park Band Festival, which has been around for roughly 15 years. I ran it for 4 or 5 years, and it's where we invited large concert bands from around the state, and we actually had a few from out of state and one from Ireland, I believe.
Ireland? Wow.
Yeah, I think they were from Ireland. But anyway, that was fun. It's a two-day festival, roughly 6 bands a day, each doing a 45-minute set. And I do take great pride in being able to get, let's say, a 45-piece band on and off the stage in 15 minutes.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow. With all those instruments and the percussion and everything?
No electricity involved. It's all acoustic.
Where was this in Golden Gate Park, and what time of year is it, if people want to go?
It's the second weekend of June. Might have been the first weekend of June. It's held at the Bandshell in Golden Gate Park. The Bandshell is located between the Academy of Sciences and the DeYoung Museum on the Music Concourse. Everybody's local knows where it is. Oh, and there's no admission charge, too.
Oh, I was just going to say, how much does it cost to go?
Zero.
So what was your learning from doing that? I mean, that's quite an endeavor to take on.
So years ago, I was a president of the Deutsche Musikverein, which is a concert band based in San Francisco, started in 1938, and plays primarily European-type music, emphasis on German, think of Oktoberfest-type music. I heard about the festival in Golden Gate Park. In those days, you had to fill out a piece of paper and send in the application. Music that we offer was determined to be too ethnic.
Too ethnic?
Yeah, because we played German, and for whatever reason, they said it didn't fit. That's fine. 4 years later, I was running the festival.
I see a problem, so I'm going to remedy it.
Yeah,
I see.
I fixed it, yeah.
Oktoberfest coming up, you're going to be playing around with various bands in the Oktoberfest?
There is a really nice Oktoberfest in Rapid City, we play that. There's a nice one in Concord, we play that. There's one up in Mill Valley, we play that. And there are many, many others, many of which I don't remember where they are right now.
Well, that's great. So, and what's the name of the German band?
Deutsche Musikverein of San Francisco. Which essentially means a German music club.
If you're going to recruit.
We welcome anybody who has an interest in playing with us. We can get them. We can now get them the music electronically because everything was scanned, so it's available on a Dropbox link.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenging music. It's hard music. It's fun music. So we will be playing at the parade for about 2 hours, I'm going to say, essentially nonstop. And you are exhausted when you're done, but frankly, it feels really, really good.
Well, it's not only at the parade, but at Night of Lights you play. And it's pretty nippy when you're playing at the Night of Lights.
Well, that's pretty much an informal gathering of who can make it.
Oh, okay. The parade is a little more
well,
orchestrated.
The parade is its own thing, and we're kind of on the side just playing background Christmas music, a really corny, old, easy to do, a fifth grader could play
very
this
fun.
Stuff.
So for the Christmas and the holidays, it's anybody can show up with, I can show up with my triangle or...
You can,
yes.
Yeah. Again, we need percussionists.
Okay. And then for something in the summer, now you tend to practice once a couple times, maybe 3 or 4 weeks prior to
this
July
year
4th.
We're doing three preceding Tuesdays. We're holding the rehearsals at the Oddfellows Hall, 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock.
And if someone wants to get more information about the sit-down marching band or any of these other bands that we've talked about, any brass...
Well, two things. Get your pencil ready, folks. I'm going to give you my email address and cell phone. Email address is bill@Bates, BATESHMB.com. And the cell phone is 415-309-0953.
Okay, say that again. The email address again is?
Email address is bill@bateshmb.com. And the cell phone is 415-309-0953.
So if you're interested in playing in any kind of a band, German band, sit-down marching band, or have any interest in band, I think Bill's your go-to guy here on the Coast Side. Yeah. So Bill Bates, thank you very much for being here. I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is this week's Feature of the Week.
Cindy Menzel with our Feature Story of the Week, the sit-down marching band. It kind of sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? But we love their music, whether sitting down or not. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. Whether you stand or sit, we know you will enjoy the ride in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer, as we are transported to the year 1947. It all begins in moments on your hometown community station, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
I'm Dave Westendorf, Sr., one of the owners of Ketch Harbor Grill. Looking for a cozy seaside escape right on the harbor? Welcome to Ketch Harbor Grill, where every meal is rooted in the fresh flavors of our coast. Dine inside or outside on our dog-friendly patio by the fire pits and enjoy harborfront views with a bowl of our creamy clam chowder, shrimp ceviche, for fresh shucked oysters. Paired with a coastal cocktail or local wine, and it makes for a perfect seaside meal. Located in Pillar Point Harbor, our fish comes from local boats, and fresh fish from the dock is always available for purchase at our on-site fish market. Join us for weekday specials like Locals Wednesday and $5 Margarita Thursdays. Ketch Harbor Grill, located in the heart of Half Moon Bay Harbor. Look for us online at catchhmb.com. Local, coastal, and always fresh.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, we step out of the time machine into August 1947. What were things like on the coastside back then? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Body on Beach refuses to wait for the law. Police received a report of a body on San Gregorio Beach and a woman crying in a parked car. But when the officer arrived, the body was gone. After a short investigation, it's believed the body had gone off from the wife for a short beer, leaving her crying in her car. Wow. Stanford student dies in Devil Slide accident. A 21-year-old Stanford student died from injuries he received when he fell while climbing on Devil Slide. The student, John Hood, slipped and fell 20 feet, striking his head on a rock as he plunged. Additional services required as more people want to go to church. The pastor of Community Church announces that beginning next Sunday, August 24th, there will be an evening worship service at 7:30. The additional service is the result of more people wanting to attend services at the Community Church. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Let's talk weather. Whether or not. Because we've been breaking long-time records. I heard recently that California, as a state, has had the coldest August since the history of recorded weather. So, it's not our imagination. I've been thinking of the pros and cons involved here. Let's go the cons first. Lots of folks suffer from actual depression from the dreary overcast days with no sunshine. Many even drive over the hill to search of sunshine. I've been one of those. Another con is the added driving hazards of fog and the rain. Many folks may not be aware that there is a state law that when your wipers are on, you have to have your headlights on going through the foggy visibility here. And speaking of wipers, let's make sure your wiper blades are in good repair and can keep the windshield clear. Now for the pros of dreary weather. How about the coziness of the day and the urge to make soup and hunker down with a good jigsaw puzzle or a book or a movie. Those cloudy days can make better concentration and even enhance appreciation of mystical surroundings created by the clouds and the fog. If you're in the con or the bad weather days, hopefully you'll find ways to either escape to sunny places or find ways to cope here. Another suggestion is to visit my pub for a bowl of delicious clam chowder or artichoke soup or a bowl of chili with chopped onions and cheese. If you're on the pro side, bring me a cup of your soup. Keep calm and weather on. 1947 will be noted for many events. It's the start of the Cold War, which endured for over four decades as the United States and the Soviet Russia jockey for world power. This is the year that the term UFO would become a popular word following the recovery of a crashed flying disc by the military at the ranch near Roswell, New Mexico. And Jackie Robinson takes to the field for the Brooklyn Dodgers, becoming the first Negro to play in the Major League Baseball team. Big inventions this year, including the transistor and the mobile phone. Cost of living in 1947. A postage stamp is 3 cents. You heard that right. A new car, $1,300, and you can fill her up for 15 cents a gallon. And oh, ladies, a loaf of bread is 13 cents. Popular films include Miracle on 34th Street and Road to Rio. Music was going through some transitions in 1947. There was still a taste of the big band and dreamy slow dance tunes. One such record was a big hit, taking command on the number one spot of the Billboard charts for 17 weeks. Here's Francis Craig and Near You. Another popular record was more on the upbeat side. Here's Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with Managua, Nicaragua.
Managua, Nicaragua is a beautiful town. You buy a hacienda for a few pesos down. You give it to the lady you are trying to win. Her papa doesn't let you come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask a señorita for a little embrace. She answers you caramba, scramba, bomberito. In Managua, Nicaragua, that's no.
I have been to many tropic ports. I might include even Brooklyn. If you're ever feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look in.
Managua, Nicaragua, what a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole, ole, ole. Across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole. Down. You give it to the lady you are trying to win, but her papa doesn't let you come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask a señorita for a little embrace. She answers you caramba, scramba, bomberito. In Managua, Nicaragua, that's no.
Every day is made for play and fun, 'cause every day is fiesta. And they work from 12 o'clock to 1, minus an hour for siesta.
Managua, Nicaragua, what a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole, ole, ole. Across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole.
This is Cameron Palmer, thanking you for listening and inviting you to join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
What do men and women, whether young or old, have in common? It's the need for a good haircut. And the stylists at Today's Haircuts 101 Main Street are dedicated to helping you to look your best. Today's Haircuts is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, with no appointments necessary. Wednesdays and Thursdays, seniors receive a $2 haircut discount and a free shampoo. Today's Haircuts. Good haircuts at good prices. Today's Haircuts is located at 101 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Their phone number is 712-8191. 712-8191.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a heartwarming story written by Eileen Mitchell. It illustrates how it's hard to put a price tag on love. When Linda Appleby's dog, Bijou, died last year, she decided to go solo for a while. Driving her decision was the fact that she was unemployed, and she knew all too well the costs of having a pet. But one day she was running errands when she received a call from a friend, something about a dog Appleby had to adopt, now. I didn't care how sad this dog's story was. I didn't want to hear it. I told my friend there was no way I could get a pet right now. Of course, she didn't listen to a word I said and emailed a photo of the dog with his heart-wrenching story. Tibet was a 12-pound Chinese crested dog around 6 years old. He'd been found wandering the streets of San Francisco 2 years ago. An elderly woman had adopted him, but now she was no longer able to care for him. The poor dog hadn't enjoyed any exercise or stimulation for a long time and was in dire need of a new home. Okay, I was curious. I called the woman trying to place the dog and reiterated that I wasn't ready to adopt, but wouldn't mind meeting him to see if we bonded. I should have known better. The moment Tibet pranced into my apartment and looked into my eyes, I knew I was in trouble. It's been almost a year since this little guy came into my life, and I'm totally in love with him. When I realized that he wasn't responding to his name, I changed it to something a little bit more personal. Since I'm a chef, I thought truffle would suit him well. Recently, we were at Kay Park, Mill Valley, when a normally friendly dog attacked Truffle, biting him on the back in three places. The wounds were superficial, but I took him to the vet just to be safe. While we were there, I casually mentioned that Truffle also had a little fatty tissue on his side. Dr. Mary was concerned enough to do a biopsy. Good thing. The fatty tissue turned out to be an aggressive mast cell tumor that it had to be removed immediately if we hoped to save Truffle's life. Although the cost was astronomical and I'm unemployed, I told the vet to operate. I had to. Truffle is my love bug. After the surgery, I got the news that the cancer was stage 1 and they believe they got all of it. Life is peculiar. If that dog hadn't attacked Truffle, we wouldn't have gone to the vet and we wouldn't have caught the cancer while it was treatable. I shudder to think what the outcome might have been. Yes, the surgery killed my bank account and I'm still not working. But here I am today with this dog that I love so much and hope to cherish for years to come. He was worth every dime because you can't put a price on love. Well, I agree wholeheartedly with that sentiment. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Did you know a dirty roof could lead to your homeowner's insurance being canceled? Moss, mold, and debris can cause serious damage and insurance companies are taking notice. Don't let a dirty roof put your coverage at risk. At Miller's Pressure Washing, we provide professional, eco-friendly roof cleaning that removes all the grime and helps protect your home from costly repairs. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 650-248-0727 for a free quote today. Keep your home safe and your insurance intact with Miller's Pressure Washing. And for pictures of our work, visit millerspressurewashing.com.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Welcome to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and today we're shining a spotlight on a hormone that plays a crucial role in our daily lives, yet often works behind the scenes, cortisol. We'll explore what it is, how it impacts our bodies, especially during that all-important sleep cycle, and crucially, what we can do to manage it when it interferes with our nighttime rest and restoration. I'll tell you everything you need to know about cortisol right after this word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi there. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and this week we're discussing perhaps the most misunderstood of all our hormones, cortisol. So what exactly is cortisol? You might have heard it referred to as the stress hormone, and that's a pretty good nickname. Cortisol is a glucocorticoid hormone produced by your adrenal glands, which are those small, triangular-shaped glands located right on top of your kidneys. Its primary job is to help your body respond to stress, but it also has a hand in many other vital functions, including regulating your metabolism, reducing inflammation, regulating blood pressure, and even helping with memory formation. Think of it as your body's built-in alarm system. When you encounter a stressful situation, whether it's a tight deadline at work, a sudden loud noise, or even just a challenging workout, your brain signals your adrenal glands to release cortisol. This prepares your body for a fight or flight response by increasing blood sugar for energy, sharpening your senses, and temporarily suppressing non-essential functions. Now, while cortisol is essential for our survival, problems can arise when it's chronically elevated, particularly when it comes to our sleep. Cortisol levels naturally fluctuate throughout the day in what's called a circadian rhythm. Ideally, your cortisol levels are highest in the morning, helping you wake up and feel alert, and then gradually decrease throughout the day, reaching their lowest point around midnight, preparing your body for sleep. However, in our fast-paced, often high-stress world, this natural rhythm can get thrown off. Chronic stress, irregular sleep patterns, certain medical conditions, and even too much artificial light exposure at night can keep cortisol levels elevated when they should be winding down. And this is where the trouble begins for your sleep cycle. High cortisol at night can make it incredibly difficult to fall asleep, lead to fragmented sleep, and even reduce the amount of deep, restorative sleep you get. Instead of your body focusing on repair and rejuvenation, it remains in a state of alertness, making it feel like it's constantly on guard. This can perpetuate a vicious cycle. Poor sleep leads to more stress, which leads to higher cortisol and even poorer sleep. So what can we do to counteract this nighttime cortisol surge and help our bodies truly rest and restore? The good news is, quite a bit. Firstly, prioritize sleep hygiene. This means creating a consistent sleep schedule, even on weekends. Go to bed and wake up around the same time each day. Make your bedroom a sanctuary for sleep. Dark, quiet, and cool. Avoid screens, phones, tablets, computers, and even TV for at least an hour before bed, as the blue light they emit can interfere with melatonin production, another crucial sleep hormone. Secondly, stress management is key. Incorporate relaxation techniques into your daily routine. This could be anything from mindful breathing exercises, meditation or gentle yoga, to spending time in nature or listening to calming music. Even just 10-15 minutes of these practices can make a significant difference. Thirdly, be mindful of your evening diet. Avoid heavy, rich meals close to bedtime. Limit caffeine and alcohol in the evening, as both can disrupt sleep, and in the case of alcohol, can initially make you feel drowsy, but then lead to fragmented sleep later in the night. Fourth, consider certain supplements, but always consult with your healthcare provider first. Some individuals find that magnesium, ashwagandha, or even a low dose of melatonin can be helpful in promoting relaxation and supporting a healthy sleep cycle. However, these should never replace healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting these strategies, we can help our bodies naturally regulate cortisol levels, paving the way for the restorative sleep we all need and deserve. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Father Carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California.
We're overdue for another shot of the wonderful vibe of jazz music on Coastside Carousel. This week we feature Luis Rojas and the Half Moon Band. We've heard from Luis before. He's been active in the Bay Area music scene as a band leader, sideman, and guitar instructor since moving here from L.A. in 1992. He loves to combine Latin, jazz, and blues to create a unique and personal sound. Luis is also one of the founding members of the Half Moon Band, which we feature today, and you can see them at the intimate venue called the Coastal Vine in Moss Beach on Friday, September 19th. Lots of great music this week with the Half Moon Band. Let's start with Smooth Operator on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Diamond light, lover boy, we move in space with minimum waste, maximum joy. City lights and business nights, when you require streetcar desire for higher heights. Place for beginners of sensitive hearts. When sentiment is left to chance, a place to be ending with somewhere to start. No need to ask, he's a smooth operator. Smooth operator. Smooth operator, smooth operator. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago, Western Mail. Across the north and south to Key Largo, La Force. case. We shadow box and double cross, yet need the chase. A license to love, insurance to hold. Melts all your memories, change the gold. His eyes are like angels, but his heart is cold. No need to ask, he's a smooth operator. A smooth operator. A smooth operator. Smooth operator. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago, Western Mail. Across the north and south to Key Largo, love for sale. Smooth operator. Operator, a smooth operator, a smooth operator, a smooth operator, smooth operator.
100.9 KHMB.
Roman with the rise of fire.
All right. We're going to take a break.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel. Brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. There is Josie, the Steely Dan song, covered by the Half Moon Band, our feature artist today. You can see them at the Coastal Vine on Friday, September 19th at 7:30. The band is comprised of Janine Wilkinson on vocals, Alan Key on keys, very apropos, Luis Rojas, who I featured a couple of times on Carousel on guitar, John Hyam on bass, and Michael Medwid on drums. I'm Mike Dale, back to the music now with the Van Morrison classic Moon Dance as interpreted by the Half Moon Band on Coastside Carousel, KHMB.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heart sings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seems to whisper in hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. You know I know the time is just right, and straight into your arms I will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true. There and then I will make them my own. And every time touch you, you just tremble inside. I know just how much you want me. You can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Make romance neath the cover of October skies.
and all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heart strings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seems to whisper in hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? One more moon dance with you in the moonlight. Oh, a magic night. La 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 in the moonlight. On a magic night. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love?
I feel the sky toppling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever you're around. Ooh, baby, when I see your face, mellow as the month of May. Oh, darling, I can't stand it when you look at me that way. Under my feet, I feel the sky toppling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever you're tame. I just got to have you, baby. Yeah. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down. I just lose control down to my bed. I get a high echo all over, all over, all over, all over. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky toppling down, toppling down. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky toppling down, toppling down, tumbling down, tumbling down.
Enjoying a glass of wine with your mates and live music on September 19th at the Coastal Vine with the Half Moon Band. Accessible jazz and a wonderful vibe on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. There was the Carole King classic, I Feel the Earth Move, we play here on KHMB, and Moondance with Van Morrison before that.
The Half Moon Band. Come and see them. Excellent live music and vino at the Vine in a few weeks.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. America has a history of great patriots who loved and sacrificed much for their country. One of these was John Witherspoon, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. While president at Princeton, he personally trained many who became important leaders in American government, including James Madison. How could John Witherspoon tell if someone really loved America? He explained, "He is the best friend to American liberty, who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down profanity and immorality of every kind. Whoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country." Founding Father John Witherspoon believed that a true American patriot opposed profanity and immorality and promoted true and undefiled religion.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.